The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, SiriusXM Channel 158. It's Gil Alexander. Kelly Bidlin alongside. He's behind the glass. You know why, though, because it's Thursday, hour number two, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Look at you.
Hey, come on.
Look at you on camera with the music behind you. Look at you. Nice.
With the sports book.
Iconic.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
No.
Is Mom, you think Mom tunes in? No.
No. No. Of course not. Mom is up in heaven tuning in every day.
Tuning in every day. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Both parents, actually. You wake up this morning, it's like 40 degrees.
Yeah. Oh,
it's freezing.
Yeah, but these are the last couple of days of this.
No, I know that. Here, it's Costa Rica. So it's like so hot, you guys.
Dave and Kelly do this thing. I don't know.
No, it's okay. And speaking of that, I was just, you know what, I was down in New Orleans for 20 hours, and it was just like so hot there. I was in, actually flew into Biloxi, Gulfport, which is, what a great flight we have. We have a great airline here. They should give me something. We're constantly promoting them. I don't want anything.
What's the airline?
Breeze. Nonstop
Breeze.
From Vegas.
Oh, you love Breeze. Yeah.
Vegas to Connecticut, Vegas to Fort Myers, Vegas to Biloxi, nonstop. This one was unbelievable. So, first class was $260.
Wow.
Because it was $99 and $160 upgrade. So for a regular first class seat, I mean, that's usually, I pay about $375 to $400. This was a steal.
Is it like your normal first class where they serve you stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they serve you stuff. Your stuff's free and, you know.
So let's just explain to folks. So you clearly, because I know this route that you're taking, because Jay Rude, Matt Brown, Dave Farrah, and I used to do this. When we used to do an MGM show years ago, when Jay Rude was the vice president of race and sports at MGM, right? We used to do these shows at the Beau Rivage. And we used to fly into Gulfport we flew into?
Gulfport.
And then we would drive. Biloxi. And then
it's
we would
minutes.
Drive to Biloxi.
Yeah.
So we're flying into Louisiana and then we drive into Mississippi. Is that how it was?
No, that's actually Mississippi.
Oh, it's
Gulfport.
Still Mississippi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right there. And there's a casino in Gulfport. At least it used to be. Someone would have to. When I first was there the first time, there's a casino right in Gulfport.
So
it
you
was
flew
called
in.
Casino Magic.
You flew in and out.
I flew in and I flew out of New Orleans.
Okay.
I actually went to New Orleans on the way out. There was a really good promotion that they sent me for the 31st and 1st. I was hoping I was going to get it. By the way, I don't know how I've never gambled there. I don't think I've ever given a card there, never gambled there. I don't gamble at MGM properties because, you know, there's just nothing for me to gamble on at MGM properties. But I do play. They let me play on the app. So I do play on the app. And this had to be generated because it must be slow there or something. It must be slow in Biloxi. Or they sent me a ridiculous, ridiculous offer. So in the end, and my wife still thinks I'm crazy, in the end, I wound up making $6,000. That's after airfare, rental car, everything. And she still says, you're nuts, though. You're going to go there for 20 hours, literally 20-hour turnaround and come back to town. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
What's to do on a Monday morning?
It's so
come
funny.
Back Tuesday morning.
It's so funny. Fezzik in our group chat, actually, he went off straight. He sent me a text solo where he was basically like lining up the kind of he's like, I like to talk about math and sports betting. I like, you know, there's like three other things that he likes. And I responded, I go, is there a question there? And he goes, no, I was just wondering, am I weird? I go, no, Steve, we're all cut from the same cloth. We're all very specific people.
Yeah.
We're just like this. This is our DNA that we share.
This is like a coupon run,
yes.
You know? It was like, and I was hoping I can use it. Because one ended the 31st, the next ended the 1st. I didn't want to call and tell them I was doing that. I looked at all the fine print, looked at everything, and I said, I wonder if I can use both coupon, both free play offers. And sure enough, they let me use both free play offers. And I had a nice meal. They gave me a $300 credit for the restaurants. I only used $150 of it. And then I had some breakfast, and I got on a plane, drove to New Orleans. Stopped at a cemetery because, you know, I'm crazy like that.
You yeah. stopped at a random cemetery?
No, no. I wanted to always see, most people won't know who he is, Louis Prima, an old-time singer from the old days.
Oh, there you go.
And I went to his grave. I always wanted to see the cemetery. I'd seen a special on him in a documentary. They're all above-ground things there.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool. But
I like that about you, that you're...
Yeah, yeah. Went through an old cemetery. There's graves that are 100 years old, 150 years old. It was really interesting going through. And, you know, it just shows you how... I guess I'm probably getting older. I asked some people, like I stopped at the main desk to see where he was buried in there. And they gave me a map of all dignitaries, parliament, people that were, you know, died that were war heroes, and which is great, all that stuff.
And you're like, where's Louis Prima?
They didn't know.
They didn't know.
They didn't know. Now, she was about 40 years old. But, like, how can Louis not be on them? I mean, if anyone's seen the movie Casino, he sings, like, four songs. The opening song is Louis Prima, I mean, in that movie. So when they're going down the strip and panning in, you know, Just a Gigolo. As a matter of fact, on his grave, that's what it says. Just a Gigolo, and in the end, I know life goes on without me.
Is that the...
David Lee Roth. Van
David
Halen,
Lee Roth and Van Halen did that one.
He's the one that did it.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know that.
Old Black Magic. I mean, you know, there's so many songs that Louis Prima did. You know, Angelina. And, you know, I just love... I love that old music. It was a... By the way, that was the show that Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, even Tony Orlando, I talked about this yesterday with John... they all went to the Congo Lounge after. Louis had midnight show and a 2 a.m. show. So at the Congo Lounge, when their shows were over, Louis Prima was the show. So just anyone Google a couple songs, but you'll know the songs.
Can I ask something personal?
Sure.
I'm always curious about that. When you finally do arrive at someone's gravesite like
sure.
that, are you speaking out loud?
I am.
Yeah.
That's amazing you know that.
Well, because you know,
it's amazing you know that.
I hate to bring, you know, we just talked about, you sure. just talked about your parents passed away. Mine have as well. And it's a very personal thing where you do, like, I don't want anybody coming with me. Like,
yeah.
I don't want my brother there. I don't want my girlfriend there. I don't want anybody there. I have things to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%. You know, not that I'm such a highly religious man, but, you know, I was when I was younger. I had to go to, you know, my parents and my grandparents, you know, were very religious. My mom was Catholic, and my grandparents were on the other side. They were, you know, but... Listen, I believe in God. There's nothing to be ashamed of there. I got to believe in something higher, you know. Can't just be all grinding out sports book bets and, you know, bonuses and video poker. There has to be something else.
Yeah.
Where we're going in the end, I hope there's some of those things, but I doubt it. Might be a little bit warm where you're going, but sorry. Wear some shorts.
But then you did.
No, I'm just kidding.
But then you came back and your wife, she said, I made
She said, you're out of your mind.
Even though you made the money, she said,
yeah, she said, she goes, you're so crazy. I said, you know, it's going to be worth probably around $5,000. And it was actually worth a little bit more. And she's like, yeah, but that get on a plane, risk being sick. And, you know, I don't know. I was on a plane.
The risk being sick is a big thing for sure.
Yeah.
And you were masks before masks were cool.
Not really masks, but I was a germphobe for sure.
Yeah.
I still even take the sanitizing thing and wipe down the chair, the arms, the vents. You know, nothing crazy, but you know.
Now are you betting baseball this early in the season? Do you start and bet right from the top?
Yeah.
You do.
Started out winning actually, so it's good. Yesterday I lost a unit, but I mean, yeah, for the season, winning for sure. You know, it's funny, not just over the years. You know, I remember the Pinnacle guys saying how much they look forward to baseball, the owners. And I found out why. It was every day. They made a lot more money in baseball season than they did any other season.
6 months.
Yeah, they just made so much money.
Ryan Gremley, who's the GM over at the South Point, he once showed me, I don't know if he remembers that he showed me, like their numbers.
Yeah.
And just because baseball is 6 months every day, it's not like no one's saying it's more popular than football is, but you just think of the volume of that catches up eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Even though it's less juice, like I said, but sadly, that it's bothered me since I was here a week ago that we don't have 10-cent lines in this town.
Yeah.
So they started $1.15 or $1.12 on 106, 106 both sides. And, you know, someone in the comments was one of the casino guys in the comments hiding under anonymity said, you know, well, we have to make money. Like, really? That's not what.
Really?
I mean, you're going to make money no matter what. People, listen, I'll tell you. Part of the partners meeting in Curacao one year, I was there with the three main guys from Pinnacle. It's out there now. Jimmy Everett, known as Henry, Stanley Thompson, known as Monty, and George Malzberger, which he was just on Spanky's show last week. Fantastic. You should watch it. Anyone should watch that. Partners meeting. Went to a French restaurant where they used to go for lunch all the time. I believe that's where it was. And Stanley turns to the guys and saying, I know we're 105 on football. We're going to go to 103 this year, minus 103 both sides. And Henry's like, oh, okay. You know, Henry's a genius. George was a little bit like, what? Why? He says, oh, George. He goes, we actually can go to nothing the year after. No juice. He said, we're going to win. He's like, what are you, crazy? What do you mean we're going to win? We're going to win because we know the winners. We get the bets that show us the winners if we don't know them anyway. Like, so you could do baseball minus 105 on both sides and 10-cent lines. You know, minus 150, come back $1.40. But listen, it's real simple. If you're not given those choices, everyone in town has the same thing. You're going to play somewhere, you know, but they're going to force the smarter people to go offshore. I'm going to be real blunt.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to force the smarter people to go into those betting markets. Like there's some, you know, like you know them, the ones back in Jersey and Colorado. Where it's peer-to-peer.
Profit exchange and sports trade.
And the ones that like Forecasters or like I can actually show you the like Forecasters is on my screen. And I can actually just talk about a line.
I say this all, we've said it since 2018, which is
Forecasters, minus $1.16 plus $1.14. Minus $1.18 plus $1.04. I mean, you know.
Except for Bill, even though we've said this for, you know, what is it?
Minus $1.85 plus $1.80. I mean,
we've said for 7 years, so they're going to, the very thing that they claim they're trying to prevent is the very thing that they're going to force bettors to do. But what we also know is that most bettors are not like you and me.
That's true.
Most bettors are just going to,
they don't care.
What's within a 5 minute radius of what I'm doing or what's on my apps in this jurisdiction?
That's what they're conditioned to do. I put the tweet up. They're conditioned by the DraftKings, FanDuel, MGM, Caesars. They're conditioned.
They're conditioned. They're also not.
Don't care.
They're lazy, right? Not bold. Yeah. Not, they don't have enough strength to find something else. Yeah. Or with crap.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
You ready to take your sports betting to the next level? I know you are. Sharp Plays at sharpplays.com is your secret weapon since 2011. They've been building trusted relationships with major sports books and sports insiders worldwide. They provide daily updates on what top pro sports bettors and betting groups are wagering on, so you're always ahead of the game, but that's not all. They just launched a cutting-edge AI betting analyst that provides even more selections and reports, giving you the edge you need to win. The best part, though, is that you can check out the Sharp Plays free content anytime. Get real-time betting action reports, alerts, and more through email and X directly from the pros, plus explore all their records, including detailed online logs, right on the website at sharpplays.com. With the Sharp Plays, you're joining a team that's never had a losing year. What do you have to lose? Start today. Get access to the best betting insights at sharpplays.com. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. This is from Chris Heath, who says, Angelina at the pizzeria. I was always in love with her, he said.
That's it. That's Louis Prima.
That's a Louis Prima song right there?
Yep.
Jeff Cam talking about our segment with Tim Murray. He goes, not being hip is the new cool. It's a great club, and I'm proud to have Tim as a member of the club. I'm also a proud club-carrying member of the lame club, he says. This is from, plus underscore money, who says, crack saying to me, might be warm where you're going, Gil. Sicko, he says.
Sorry. It's a little fun.
No offense taken. Scott, N-O-Y-F-B, says, Gigolo was Roth after he left Van Halen. Thank you for that clarification. Kevin Ryan, Gil, I was going to tweet you yesterday to brag about my 13-3 MLB start and laugh at the words regression to the meme. I went 1-3 yesterday. Gambling money has no home, he says. Bert Wiedemeyer. Oh, I wanted to bring this up with you, Craig.
Okay, go ahead.
He says, good morning, muchachos. Good morning, sir. Would love to hear Crack's take on that whole Crown Basketball Championship debacle. Is it safe to say that the books were not liking slash expecting all the one-way action, especially the totals, and figured, what's a better excuse than to say gaming flagged the games and were following protocol? That's an interesting take, Bert. Are you familiar with this?
Well, now that I see the tweet, at first when you said it, yes, I heard that there was one-way betting going on, and they actually, I guess I was out of town that day, and they pulled some of the games.
Well, let me set this up for everybody, those who don't know. So the Crown Basketball Championship, this first year tournament that Fox Sports ended up doing surrounding Big 12, Big 10, and Big East teams. Those are the three conferences they have TV packages with. They didn't want to get left out of all the college basketball tournament action, if you will, while March Madness was going on. So they have all the games here in Nevada. What happened, not in Nevada, Nevada had all these up and still honored all bets.
Okay.
But in other jurisdictions, books had lines up for, you know, 4 or 5 days even before the first games tipped off this week. And people had bets in their accounts waiting to, you know, manifest and get graded. As soon as the games started,
right,
some before, but some even after the games had started, the books said, you know, we didn't think we had to get approval on these from gaming because it's college basketball after all, even though it's a new tournament. But we found out from gaming that these are not approved and we must take them all down and all bets are refunded. Now, we have some reports of some folks who say, oh, only my losers got graded and all my winners got refunded.
That's real nice.
That obviously would be wrong. But in but those aside, let's just say that that, you know, let's I don't know if those happened or not.
Yeah.
But if they did, obviously that's wrong. But those aside, the books, I kind of do want to back up the books a little bit by saying I probably wouldn't have assumed they needed approval either. So what Bert's suggesting here is that they were that they're not being truthful about it, that they saw that it was all one way action. They saw that they were going to lose on everything. And then they said, oh, sorry, refunds everybody.
Yeah. Bert's back east. So he's referring to the books back east, I'm sure, because that's where he's from. And I didn't know how it went down in the end, but you know me, I'm always for the players, so I'm going to fight for them no matter what.
Yeah. Well, my point with the players, I said this on the first day that it happened. I said, if the game ended, if the game went full and then they did it after it was over, they have no right to do that. Because at some point, the bettor has to have something in their favor.
Why did they have to get approved, by the way, Gil?
Well, gaming, that's a great question. Gaming's position, according to the books, was this is a tournament. I'll just paraphrase. It was not a tournament that existed before. It also is a tournament for NIL money. There's a prize at the end.
Right.
And so because it's a new entity, it needs approval. And I can see why books wouldn't have thought that it needed approval.
Well, listen, I'm for the player even more now that I hear it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should have researched it first. Don't cancel bets once the game goes off or at game time. This should have been researched first. It sounds like there was maybe what Bert's saying, maybe a lot of one-way action.
Oh, I'm sure there
big
was.
Big sides on games or big totals.
Big overs.
The overs, right, totals. Yeah. I knew it was totals. And it sounds like maybe they were doing a little crying, maybe saying we shouldn't have booked these overs.
Could be.
And let's just face it, gaming is there to protect the sports books and casinos. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That if it wasn't for sports books and casinos, they wouldn't have jobs.
Trust me. No one knows that bettor than I do.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't have jobs.
You're all just guests in this town, Gil.
Yeah. No.
Just our guest here, buddy.
I'm just saying, I know they're supposed to be there for the, you know, to protect the public's money.
Oh, please.
And there are individual cases, I understand, but, you know, I'm cynical.
You mean like when a guy who runs a casino but used to work at gaming says right before a hearing, he goes, hey, just to let you guys know, I'm here.
He runs gaming?
I'm just talking about my story.
All right.
I think the question here becomes what trumps what, right? So in other words, okay, we get it. You have to have approval on things. But if you had this bet available for betting, right, if you had this market up and people actually placed bets, and this is, again, it's jurisdiction by jurisdiction, but what is the line where bettors have to have something has to be in their favor, right? Like, as long as this is all one-way traffic and gaming is always good, I know it's not always, I know it's not 100%, but if gaming is going to rule in favor of the casinos, like, at what point does a bettor have to, you know, like, what's the, if you put it up, like, in other words, here are your options. If you put up a bet and you take bets, they must be honored, period, no matter what happens subsequently with gaming or whatever.
Right.
Or does a game have to go to fruition when then that kicks in? We're like, well, the game ended, so now we have to pay it no matter what gaming says afterwards.
Yeah.
There has to be something in favor of the bettor at some point.
Yeah, no, I definitely get it. I definitely get it. Gil, I want to go back to that. Did you say you did shows down in Biloxi?
MGM in 2017 and 2018.
That had to be unbelievable back then, because I thought the casino was nice now.
It was beautiful.
It might be modeled after the Bellagio with the like awnings on all the tables. It was just really
the
nice.
Sports book is beautiful.
Sports book was nice. Yeah.
We flew again, Jay Rude, Matt right. Brown, Dave Ferrer and I, we flew to Borgata in Atlantic City.
Okay.
Which again, I always say was a great experience, because even in the early days of VSiN, you could tell the passion for sports betting in New Jersey was above any
so
place
different.
Else. They like scream across the
recognition. Yeah, yeah, like here they come up to you and say something to you.
Oh yeah,
they're screaming across. Gil Alexander. Yeah.
So Borgata, we went to a lot, and we went to the Beau Rivage a lot. We also went to, and then we would go to some others. Where, if I'm being honest, I was like, okay, this doesn't feel quite as nice.
I was actually saying how nice the Beau Rivage was.
Yeah.
Everything was great there, from check-in
to
the Southern hospitality, the charm, like I said, these offers and deals. I love the property there. Loved it down there. I thought people were really nice.
They got that ballpark across the street.
I seen it when I was leaving. I didn't realize that.
The Biloxi Shuckers or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was just so nice there. And it was like I said, people are not, listen, I've been all over like Alabama, Mississippi, New Orleans. I'm not going to use New Orleans, because New Orleans is a little bit different than the rest. I've had some really nice people though, offer so many things nice to you. It's the Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
I have one complaint.
Uh-oh.
The soap in the shower.
Oh no.
Hey, listen, I talked about all the good things. They got it. How can the Beau Rivage have the soap on the wall in like one of those prison dispensers?
You don't like a dispenser?
It's a dispenser, and it's like soap. It's like putting oil on you. You ever have soap? You can't get the soap off you. It feels like you're still sticky, and everything else was great though.
There's a lot of high end hotels though that use that
really?
Kind of. Oh yeah, they go dispensers, but they're. I mean, they look beautiful. Also, it's not like.
No. This was prison soap. Okay. So anyway.
Okay.
Everything else
there
was great
go,
though.
Bonamash. No, but there's suggestion box.
A lot of times there's so much miscommunication in the casino. Like at check in, you go in, you say, "Please have my reservation." It was nothing like that there at all. But speaking of that though, I hate when things just go wrong. When like you have things, this promotion or this thing's supposed to be on this date, and it's so easy for confirmations. Oh, we don't have your room. That's why I always get the confirmation number ahead of time on the phone when you make a reservation. Don't just listen. Oh, we're gonna send it to your email or
confirmation.
That confirmation number.
Yeah. The best confirmation number is?
What's that?
Bill Krakenberger's confirmation number.
Oh, with the rooms,
The first time that I ever met you and you're like, go to the Nugget, ask for Rosemary.
Rosemary.
Tell him Crack sent you.
That was VIP check-in. It was unbelievable.
I was like, is this going to work?
That was
sure
the greatest thing ever. Rosemary, was great. She was there since Steve Wynn was there. And she was there like 30-some years. Her husband was a retired police officer. And just a great, it's gone now. It's all that touch and charm is, everything is numbers and computer systems. And, there's no more hand someone $20, get a nice one. I mean, I just talked about that the other day too. The upgrade, it still works, but it might be more than 20. It might be 50 now.
I'm flying in. All I got is Rosemary to go on.
But it worked. By Rosemary.
Bill Krakenberger, that's your confirmation number. Coming back, more with the Crack Man. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Skill Alexander. It's Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. By the way, you can follow him on Twitter, at Bill Krakman with a K. The name of his podcast is Wise Cracks with Bill Krakenberger and John Orlando, wherever you get your podcast. What's your Fox thing? Where's that?
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
500 networks on Sunday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Vegas time, 9 to 12 East Coast time. Yeah, Brian Noe and Jeff Schwartz. Jeff does something here with VSiN.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from The Better Life, Tim Lawson. I worked at a cemetery for several years. I very much appreciate the cemetery talk. Everyone's experience is different. Not surprised that the woman didn't know where Bill's guy was buried at Arlington. I was still discovering notable people each week.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Arlington Cemetery is one thing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, down in, I think it was called Metairie Cemetery. Wow. The Better Life. He used to be around a lot, that guy.
Tim's great.
Yeah, good guy.
Great guy.
Good guy. Yeah. My grandfather worked at a cemetery, by the way.
Tim Lawson, the Megapod historian.
Oh, right.
In addition to being a great friend. Jeff G., give me the hook. Good morning, boys. Is crack going to be in Augusta next week for the Masters? I'll be on the grounds Tuesday.
I'm so crazy that I still didn't book a ticket. I want to go in for a day or two just to go in. And I'll be honest with you, Gil. I'm going there just to get you a hat and shirt and stuff like that.
Just to get me one.
Well, yeah. You're one of them. I'm sick. It's been 4,000 last time. I was 3,900 and I was in the golf. In
so
the
you're
golf
just going contest. For the merch?
I'm going for the merch.
Wow.
You can only get it there. You so, can't, listen, people think, see that little Masters flag when you see that, someone having that on?
Yeah.
They didn't get that in Kmart. Right. We have Kmart still?
I don't know.
They didn't get that in Target.
So. Kmart.
Yeah. No, but.
Kmart.
Do you remember Kmart?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah.
They didn't get that, and they have to get it at the Masters Clubhouse. You have to get it at their, so I don't know. I like doing, I don't charge anyone. I just give it all away. So we're going to have at least 10 people on Twitter. Crack, can you extra large green, please? But
say again, Kelly, what did you just whisper in my ear? Would you? Well, yeah, crack in front of Augusta in your with like yes. we had last time. That's
yeah,
right.
That was nice. Right yeah. down on Magnolia Lane there. Yeah, yeah, that was so cool.
This is from a Just Call Me Skip. The gaming jurisdiction stuff is very confusing. He says in Pennsylvania, you cannot bet the NFL draft, but a 5-minute drive to Ohio is allowed to bet there. However, you can bet the crown in Pennsylvania and not in Ohio. Ryan Hyatt, after listening to Bill visit with Gil and Kelly each Thursday, I have an incredible desire to go find a pizza joint and set up camp for a few hours.
Oh, nice.
Matt Grissom, our college baseball guy, says, for what it's worth, Circa has the soap slash shampoo slash conditioner dispensers in their showers. The soap can get a little oily, but the
that's the right word.
But the water pressure from the shower heads makes it an elite shower experience.
Matt is right. It's oily. that's what I it's really tough to put a lot on. Forget it. You're there forever.
An elite shower experience.
Elite.
Sean Green chimes in. Best shower pressure in a hotel, period. He chimes in as well. Chance Copperpot. I have a Dodgers World Series ticket at 3-1. It's plus 250 now. Did I get CLV?
I guess you did.
Well,
8-0.
Well, the C part of that is closing, so...
Yeah.
Only time will tell.
You know, like my co-host John thinks that you could just bet minus 1.5 every game. He's like, Bill, I'm telling you, you just lay 1.5 runs, it's money at the end of the season. John,
John.
You know, I'd like to be your bookmaker.
Scott, New York Mets 16. I believe I heard Mike Palm say a fight, quote unquote, that he had with a certain state was that the crown tournament wasn't college because there is a cash prize. I just mentioned that. Yeah. And also isn't professional because all players weren't getting paid. So at least that's one reason given as to why it was not approved.
Right. Nice. Yeah. And a shout out to Redacted. I hope I'm saying it right. Gambler. 4 big booms. He has a nice photo of
him. And his door. 4 big booms. I did not get tagged on that one.
No, you didn't get tagged on that one. Going back, I got to tell you, I hate to repeat stories from my podcast to hear because some of the same viewers. This is the only other one I'll repeat. So I hit a jackpot last week after having a bad streak. I was telling you I hit this jackpot. I forgot to tell you the part about. So I'm in one of those casinos that, you know, it just wasn't a good. I'll just tell you. I was in Tuscany. Tuscany gives me a little offer. Tuscany's a little bucket of blood there on Flamingo.
Yeah.
And so there's a Circa Sportsbook there, though. I like that.
I use it all the time.
And I love how you could just pull up front.
Yep.
They let you park right outside the door.
Yes, they do.
To run into your transaction in and out, which I love.
It's awesome.
However, if there is no valet, and you can't stay there for the day. If you're playing video poker, you can't stay there, obviously. So that's where after losing like $2,000, $1,500, I was stuck like $8,000 there and other places grinding with my coupon runs. I hit the $16,000 jackpot there. Now, while I was waiting for the jackpot, because that's not a usual jackpot for that place. You follow? I mean, that's a mm-hmm. big jackpot. So they had to make sure it was legit. It was almost like the time I hit the $80,000 at the M Casino. It took me 4 hours to get paid.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They Krakenberger, you know, Googled them. Something's going, this can't be legit. Like, you know, they're,
wow.
Oh, no, they're insane. They're out of their mind. The casino management for many casinos, they're so schooled in people losing and treating everyone like a sucker. That they just think you can't win.
Yeah.
No, they hate it, especially the old antiques that have been there for years. They just cannot fathom how somebody won a good amount of money. So, sure enough, I tell the security guy, because like 5 people came over to me, 4 of which didn't look like they had a quarter in their pocket. They were like, yo, good jackpot, man. You know, like they're just like, you know, and one guy out and out asked me for money. I said to the security guy, do me a favor. I'm parked in the first row there. Just watch me here at my bag. Just watch, you know, and walk me outside. He gave him $5. At the door, he goes, we're not allowed to go out past the, we're not,
At Tuscany?
Like, we're not allowed to go out in the parking lot.
Because they have like the two little barriers there.
He's like, we can't go past that line right there. You know, like Field of Dreams, Doc couldn't go over the line. Couldn't go over that line. Can't come back. So, you know, he literally said, yeah, I can't go. I have to stop at the door here. I can't go out.
What is that?
Whoa. If you can't go out there, what shot do I have? Like, I couldn't believe that part. I totally forgot that part of the story. That how can security not walk you to your car? You don't have valet, so I'm parked outside. You know, and
I do
and
look
it's not that bad of an area, by the way.
No, it's not. But I do. It is the parking lot. It does have the feel of you do need to have your head on a swivel in case anybody is on a stakeout.
A stakeout, and it took a while to get the jackpot. $16,000. They had to call the owner of the casino at home.
Yeah,
you know, like
did you really?
Well, and someone tweeted this to me last night. Stan the caddy. Okay, so this is a perfect example. This happened in last week. Another seminal Hard Rock casino winner robbed of his winnings. Jeez. This was in Florida, Tampa, which I actually like that casino. Listen, by the way, number one money making casino in the United States. No casino in this town. None. Maybe some of the ones in California that aren't that they don't have to report. But so this person got robbed on the way out. He went out and they followed him home. You know, it's
they followed him home.
They followed him home.
Wow.
Now listen, that I'm not trying to blame Hard Rock. You know, you guys know what I think about Hard Rock. I love the pools, love the casino. Really nice. They're just making a fortune. And it's a nice restaurants, but you know, we get careless though sometimes because our everyday routine is gambling.
Yes.
And just thinking, you know, no big deal. I won 10,000, won 3,000, you know.
I learned a couple lessons about that back in the old days of the Hard Rock though, specifically the Hard Rock here. Back. There was a dude interestingly named Michael Jackson was his name.
Yep.
White guy named Michael Jackson. He won some big amount and made the mistake of not going to his room first and went to the parking lot, jacked.
Wow. The parking lot. See what I mean?
I remember
that. The garages are dangerous.
Parking lot. This is, what is this, 2012, maybe something like that. And then a buddy of yours and mine, at least at the time, went back to his room and somebody tried to get into his room and grab it from him, I was like, that's brazen because security can see that, but you have to be aware for sure.
You do. And you have to keep, you said the word, I got it from you. Keep your head on a swivel. I use it a lot. You really do. And, just like this person was telling me, the Seminoles will treat card counters like a person on FBI's most wanted list and not put enough security protection on the parking lot. I would bet you the amount of money they have in protection on their gambling, on their gaming is far less than what they provide in protecting the people leaving casinos. You know, it's true. Like, you only see like one bike patrol in a parking lot. They have to be on that floor when something happens to you. But what are they going to do anyway? I mean, they're not armed, most of them. Like, what are they going to do if someone robs you with a gun? I mean, they're just going to let them rob you. I mean,
it was like my story that I told that where you used to live, where I live now. Yeah. I told you when I was going on vacation and this classic car was bashed in.
Sure.
And I said to my valet guys, I go, what did you guys do? Just stand there? They go, what did you want us to do?
What are you going
to
do?
What are you going to do? Get in front of
maniac
that? I was like, that's a good point.
But it is true. You know, I use valet a lot. I give a guy 10 or 20 bucks, depending what day it is, and to keep my car up front. But some casinos, you can't. You have to run in and do something, and you're outside in the parking lot. I just thought it was it's something that should be paid attention to more. You want to know something? It probably happens a lot more in Vegas
probably
than you think.
Probably does.
Just unreported.
Probably does.
I mean, people are taking headers off buildings all day, every week, and no one says anything.
Well,
here.
Because it's never in the hotel's interest to report that.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You know, it's that's a thing. And but no, it's always good to sort of have that warning out there for folks, because we do get nonchalant about it.
It's just normal to us, gambling, going to the cage, picking up money, going to the cashier, picking up cash and tickets. It's not really.
Actually, if you do the math on it, for the hundreds of times and thousands, maybe, where you've walked in and out of a casino with lots of cash, the fact that you've never had an incident is maybe the upset, not the other
way. And we're not talking
around.
About a lot of money. Someone cashes $500. That's a lot of money to people.
Yeah.
You know, $500. You have to watch yourself. Like Gil always says, keep your head on the swivel when you after you cash out.
Bill Krakenberger. On the other side, it's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on Visa. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. As Sean Green just said, best shower pressure in a hotel, period.
Yes.
As we've said on this show for many, many years, best known for its shower pressure, which Derek Stevens, when they were going through the room's inspection when the place was built, and, you know, just taking down notes for every room, legend says, he goes, a little more shower pressure.
Wow, how cool.
That's what I heard. Who told me that? Kelly, did you tell me that? It's time for our G-Bank Best Bets of the Day, courtesy of G-Bank, the official bank of VEASAN. Duke minus 4.5 versus Houston. That's what I'm on. It's tomorrow. Or actually, not tomorrow. 2 days from now. I forgot what day it was. 2 days from now in the Final Four, Duke minus 4.5 versus Houston. Jumped on that real quick. And yesterday, right here at Circa before the show, the Warriors to win the West at plus 775. That was after their performance the other night against the Grizzlies. Been thinking about betting that for a long time. Finally did. By the way, let me just say this. The weird thing about betting, too, is I have a Mark Daigneault to win Coach of the Year bet. If that cashes, that becomes one of my top 10 scores of all time.
Wow.
And it's just so ridiculous. That's the other weird thing about sports betting is you can ponder something for a long time or do stuff on a daily basis and it will accumulate slowly, or you can come up with a conceive a bet and it ends up making you X amount of money. But sometimes the most brainless ones are the ones that will cash you the most. Kelly is on the Warriors tonight, plus 2. He's on the Dubs tonight as the Warriors have 7 games left in the season. Warriors right now in the 5th position in the Western Conference, and again are in one of these, you know, in a bunched up Western Conference where if you lose too many games, you can fall all the way into the play-in, and if you win enough games, you might find yourself as high as the 3rd seed. That's how it is. Dubs plus 2 against the Lakers tonight in a game that is of consequence to the Lakers as well, one of the teams that the Warriors are looking up towards. Lakers right now in the number 2 slot. He made a few more NFL draft bets. First round quarterbacks over 2.5. He's adding on to what he was talking about here on the show. Paid a lot of juice, minus 300, but over 2.5 on quarterbacks. Under 2.5 on running backs, again, juiced, minus 310. And Teteroa McMillan, there you go. Under 18.5, he added to that at minus 190. Rather than playing Teteroa as the first wideout pick, he went under 18.5, draft position 18.5. And he's also on Duke, minus 4.5 versus Houston in the Final Four. Also had a play, or many, from Zach Cohen. In tennis, he's on Stan Wawrinka, Stanislaus. Even money versus Pedro Martinez today on clay. Warriors also, he's simpatico with Kelly, plus 2 versus the Lakers. And in the Final Four, he's on Houston plus the points against Duke. Houston money line, plus 222, sprinkling on the money line. And he's taking Auburn against Florida. Auburn plus 135 in the Final Four as well. And then Tim Murray, he's on Houston plus the points as well. So a lot of Duke love early and now a lot of Houston love as this show goes on, as the week progresses. G-Bank, official bank of VEASAN, all the best bets from every host, every guest, every sport, on every show, recapped towards the end of each and every show. Don't forget, G-Bank upping the ante with up to a $750 bonus for new G-Bank Visa Signature Card customers. First new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads, within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VEASAN.com/G-Bank. That's VEASAN.com/G-Bank. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply. What else is on your mind, sir? You have a list that you come in with every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, Fez sent me something.
Uh-oh.
That he said season wins came out, which I know season wins came out this week, because I was actually thinking to go down to Hard Rock where I went last year. I was only an hour flight away, and they gave me some really good limits on season wins. I'm sure they would this year, too, because I bet under Florida State, I think I bet a few weeks ago there, and they took a large amount and then didn't move the line. I bet it again. Under 7.5 wins. So the NFL season wins came out, and he said a good basic strategy one that you can give out today, but I want to give Fez the credit because he's the one that said it to me. Kansas City
I love
Chiefs.
A person in this industry who gives credit to other people.
I wasn't going to give it out for me. I'm going to give it out because Fez said it and tell me that he said it. That's why you can blame him when it loses. no, but this is excellent, actually. Kansas City Chiefs under 11.5 wins. the luckiest 15-2 in team and luckiest 15-2 team in NFL history. Now players like Kelce and others are another year older. They were contemplating retirement, and 11.5, very high number, and everyone will be gunning for them, and they'll be worse. I like the strategy. I like the 11.5. I didn't look yet to see if that's what it was. But I know some places have the season wins up. My thing, I said, and I answered him back, I said, listen, the public's very funny. Nobody wants to tie their money up for 10 months, though. That's the only thing. So 10 months, tying your money up. There's some favorite NFL wins. What's it say there, Bills?
Oh, that's me.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Gil.
Oh, Gil.
Okay. Yeah.
Gil, I see that. All I see was ILLS. Sorry.
Sorry.
No, so anyway, yeah, that is something that Fez said. He's
well,
probably right, but you're tying up your money. Now, where'd you get them from, McGill? Who has them here in town? I seen
no, these were from DraftKings.
Okay, BetMGM has
and
them.
And we prefaced it by saying we haven't bet these yet.
Okay.
We haven't bet them at all.
Okay.
This is that, you know, to Fez's point on the Chiefs, though, right? And there is a case to be made. Somebody pointed out earlier, like with some of these teams, you would think, oh, wow, you know, he brought up the case of the Steelers because I have the Steelers under.
Right.
And forgive me for forgetting who it was who said this, but he said, well, if they get Aaron Rodgers, won't people then bet it up and you can get a better number betting the under? Maybe so. With the Chiefs, one wonders if they're such the public team, right, that they'll get bet up no matter, and Stevie might be able to get a better number. Here's who the Chiefs play besides the six games okay. against their division. Home games against Houston, Indy, Philly, Washington, Baltimore, and Detroit. Oh, that is not easy. Away games besides division, Dallas, Jacksonville, Giants, Tennessee, Buffalo. So there's a lot of wins there to be had. But you got to get to 12 to beat you. So I get it.
You know, Gil, I just seen your list. There's only one thing I played so far. Season wins.
Giants under.
The Giants under 5.5 wins.
It was my second favorite, but at the end of it, I said to Kelly, I go, actually, the Giants under is my favorite.
The only thing I played. I tied up $3,000 on that. Like, that's the only thing I played so far. So I really,
yeah.
That should be a good one. You got to snag those 5.5s now while you can.
Yep.
Yeah.
100% agree.
Good deal. So that's in order of strength?
Well, when I sent them in to Kelly this morning, those were, and I looked at them last night too. Whatever I was thinking last night, that was my order of preference. But then when I read through them this morning on the show afterwards, I'm like, you know what? I actually like the Giants under the best.
And I know it's only April. Yeah. I know it's only April. We're talking NFL. I understand. But let me just tell you, I have had some of my biggest successful moments in sports betting history betting these type of futures.
Early.
Yes. Betting these types. And let me just be blunt. Betting player props at DraftKings under. The player props like, you know, sacks and individual players under because the built-in advantage of they could be injured or something like
season
that.
Season longs you're talking
season
about.
Season long ones.
Yeah.
That's been my number one probably. If I have to think about it, I never really thought about it until you were talking. That's probably been more successful than almost anything except for like Banchero. When I had Banchero to win, besides that, financially, these particular props, season long, season win ones. And you know what I love now? They have, they actually update them. What would that word be? They update throughout the season. I know Caesars does it. They adjust.
Yeah.
You could bet at week two, you could bet the season wins over unders, yeah. You know?
And I always say, I go, this is something that like bettors today, new bettors, they think have existed from the beginning of time. Adjusted season win totals are only like 5 years old.
Yeah.
They didn't used to exist.
Adjusted.
Yeah.
I want to give everyone some homework to do.
Please.
Spanky's podcast, I said it a little bit before, interviewing George Mulsbarger, who started Pinnacle Sports. That's right. He actually interviewed him and talked about his whole career of everything he's done in his life. And then starting Pinnacle, how him and his partner, you know, kind of veered off and started Pinnacle together. And how they started Pinnacle going bar to bar around the country, getting customers is amazing.
Wow.
He's very open about it and talked about gaining customers and how Pinnacle started. And those meetings and those particular one of them I was actually privy to sit down at. It just so happens I was in Curacao at that time. Really, really open, very transparent interview. I think anyone would love that. That likes the old school industry of, you know, talk of bookmaking, and he was a California bookmaker, and obviously the time has elapsed in between, and he can talk about it now. And you know, he'd been arrested multiple times, and there was a big case.
Yep.
And he talks about it, and talks about being shaken down by mob guys. Talks about Tony Spilotro calling him bets with him,
wow.
And Tony threatening to get out of town.
Wow.
Like, he was a bookmaker here in Vegas for a while too. Great, great interview. Everyone should listen to it.
That's Spanky's Be Better Betters podcast. Spanky was on the show earlier this week. And don't forget, Spanky has that handicapping contest, too, Major League Baseball. If you sign up for Spank Odds, you can participate. It goes through the All-Star break. First prize, $10,000. So it's nice of him to be on the show this week. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Always good to see you.
No, good to see you, too. Hour flew by. It's freezing in here now. Icicles. I have to... warming up for poor Stormy. She's going to come in here and think she's in the North Pole.
Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. Again, Wisecrack's the name of his podcast. Stormy, the aforementioned Stormy, is next with Money Moves coming up. Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.